Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
Welcome back. This is Grafting. I'm your host, Grace Ann. And today I have two very special guests with me to break down episodes 57 and 58, which is ITV episodes 49 and 50 of Love Island UK season 10. My partners in crime, Chad and Lizzie, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor. I can't believe we're here.
Hello. What crimes?
I'm not going to divulge the crimes live.
Oh, thank you.
Before we get into the breakdown, two notes for the grafters. I haven't decided on a name, but that's just what I'm doing with for now. I just want to take a moment to observe that Katie and Uzi have indeed broken up. I don't know if I told you guys this, but Uzi's coming on the pod.
Oh, wow. What? Fantastic. Congratulations. That's amazing.
This is my moment.
Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
Graft on.
Congratulations.
And, you know, I know a lot of people are probably going to be like, Grace Ann, you're only doing this because you think he's hot. And while that is true, I genuinely am.
You like his shy style.
Yes. Like, I'm interested to find out how somebody like him, who is like, he gives off this very chill vibe, ended up on a show with so many like bombastic characters. And he did make it a pretty like good way through the season.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of questions and I'm going to be, you know, very professional. It's gonna be great.
That's a good baseline strategy just for life, I would say. But
we love to hear that, Grace.
Glad that you're conscious of professionalism.
You guys are like, finally,
our employee.
Yeah. Okay.
Our one employee is gonna be professional. Great.
Yeah. Score. We got a good one, guys.
proud of you.
The second thing is, for those listening, I made this very easy on Clues because he is very busy and doesn't really like Love Island, and that's fine. But
it's not fine.
It's not that I don't like it. It feels like Big Brother to me. You know what I mean? It's hard for me to plug into shows where the players are all just sequestered in a house and like talking to each other for hours and hours and hours.
Right. So what we did for these two episodes, as you guys know, this is the talent show and the Grafties. So the stuff that happens before these two episodes, we're not covering that. Today, we're just going to immediately go into the talent show and then the Grafties.
Well, I don't know what will come out of my mouth.
Let it fly, but, Lizzie. Yeah. You can do you.
Speaking of what may come out of our mouths, before we begin the Love Island talk, we do have to, I think, address the information you just told me when I came upon this.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's been 3 minutes and it hasn't come up.
Breaking news, Vial has sired.
Grace Ann just told us right before we were recording. I had full mouth aperture and Clues let out a strange whimper.
Yeah.
It was very interesting because like Lizzie's reaction was the same reaction I had when I first saw it. And then me and her were on the call first and we were waiting for Clues to come on. And then when we told him, it was just a...
I was stunned.
Like a piece of your soul floated out.
Yes. I have had some kind of dreams, some kind of hopes for both Vial and Joy that they would re-enter the game in some capacity. And I think that this, it definitely makes it harder for that to happen. I still hold out hope, but the percentage likelihood is much smaller now, I feel like.
Wait, so is this a hard day for you then?
No. I wish them happiness. I wish them well.
You wanted to see Joy play.
I did.
I know.
But I'm also looking very forward to seeing her play the parasocial game as a mommy influencer. I think she's going to crush it.
There's a small death there, but this is an even greater celebration. Like, what is going to come out of this?
That baby's going to be at Coachella doing Molly in less than a year.
Whoa. First prediction.
Yeah. That's right. This is going to be the first drug positive fetus play that we've ever seen in the nation.
Baby Molly. Hard out the gate. I just like it's so beautiful. I can't wait. Wait, when is the wedding?
Again, I think it is this fall, but I could be confusing that with Joe and Serena's wedding this fall, but they could both be having fall weddings.
So she'll be a little pregnant for the wedding. That sucks.
Yeah, I know. Like she had, I'm guessing she already had her wedding dress picked out at this point, right?
No idea. But congratulations to the greatest player of all time and to Natalie Joy. Congrats.
Congrats to the whole Joyal family.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Heavenly news. Clues, are you gathering up those baby handles?
Oh yeah,
baby Vial.
No, I haven't yet. I should start though. As soon as we get off this today, I'm gonna start hoarding all the baby Joyal, baby Vial, baby Joy, little Molly, baby Coachella, baby
Joy.
All that.
Little Molly Coachella. Yeah,
I'll
baby.
Do them all.
Definitely get on that.
I'm gonna fucking sell them back to Joyal at a premium.
Can't wait. Speaking of Molly. Let's get into the episode because Molly happens to be the first person who performs in the talent show. And I got to make a few points and Lizzie jump in whenever you feel like it. But, you know, the talent show always has an act that goes viral. And this year it was Whitney and Ty's little rap. Their little clip got millions of views and hundreds of thousands of people making TikToks from that sound.
Wait, I can't even remember what it was
it's
about.
It's giving bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch. I even still have it stuck in my head.
It was a good song.
It is. And so I am curious because, again, this isn't like a Miss America type talent show, except for maybe Ella. Ella's very good at what she does. And Zach and Locken, actually. But Clues, watching this...
Oh, yeah. Locken was the most talented of them all.
What did he do?
The Frisbee. And he played for Great Britain.
Oh, okay. No, this talent show fell flat. I watched that.
Yeah, I thought you would say that.
My favorite was Ella B.
I mean, 100%.
Her dancing was...
Once they get to the talent show, I'm like, what are we watching?
But they're not even like real talents. Other than, I thought, Ella B.
The end of Love Island just sucks.
Ella B was great, I thought. Her dancing was actually like surprisingly good. She opened with that like stretch up to her head and shit, and she was doing splits and flipping around. I was like, fuck, that's legit. Mm-hmm. Some of this other shit, the balloon animals, I was like, wait, what else is going on? At least appreciate the clown makeup.
How did they get her in clown
makeup? She was doing it.
How did this happen?
Did you see her in the montage? She was doing her own makeup, which is actually, that should have been a talent.
I know, but how did they get her? How did they get her to put clown makeup on her face? I was just like, when she's applying it, I was like, you're memeing yourself.
I know. I think that's why. I think she was like, this is going to be a meme. And it has indeed become a meme. It was very smart on her part, I think, if it was strategic.
Of course. I mean, it goes along with her storyline.
It totally does.
The Whitney Ty team up, I love because, I mean, he knows he's got to team up with her. She's voted America's favorite couple or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, he's, you know, one of the other charismatic players from the season. I just think strategically the friendships at this point are very interesting to study because that's kind of what you're studying at this point because there's no romance drama, really. So you're just seeing who's going to vote who.
Right. Yeah. And I agree, but we do see at the end of the Grafties, Ty and Whitney, who, you know, just had this friendship duo talent show performance, they're now, like, fighting. He's telling her to shush and being, like, very disrespectful in her words. Mm-hmm. But let's just start with Molly's performance really quick. Yeah. And as cute as it was, I was like, why didn't she sing Paige Turley style the first 2020 winter season, because her job description is literally musical theater performer. It's like, I mean, the hula, she did the splits. It was,
oh, I liked her performance. I was surprised. I was like, oh, she prepared. She was like, I have an act for Love Island.
I know, but don't you think she would like even hit it out of the park even more if she sang? Because like, homegirl can sing, you know?
What is the point of the talent show, if I may ask, in the structure of the game?
Fill time after all of the drama is gone from the season.
Okay.
And then we get Lachlan, who Chad, I guess, forgot, but he played Frisbee for Great Britain. That means he's like, good, and he was. He was
What does that mean? He played frisbee. He played like frisbee golf. He played. What is the other one? The ultimate frisbee.
Yeah, I think. Okay. I
assume it's
that.
But that's not like a translatable skill, generally speaking. Like what he did was he put his name up on some little things, each letter, and then he threw frisbees at him. And
can you do that?
That if you give me a camera crew and an editor, I'll hit every one of them, pal, right in a row. Like, I don't know what he actually did. There's edits between all of this shit. And I saw him miss a bunch of times. If you're a fucking...
You want it to be one take.
If you're a professional frisbee player, fucking knock it out 100%.
He's
every
10
letter,
years
one,
out,
two,
though.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, done. I don't care if he's... then don't do it as a fucking talent. It's no longer a talent.
I didn't see him miss.
Are you calling Lachlan out?
I thought he hit him
off. 100%.
Oh wow!
I'll go head to head in a fucking frisbee competition, knocking my name down, knocking his name down. Set it up.
So let me just get this clear, so that we can challenge Lachlan properly. You're saying that his attempts to knock out each letter of his name, it was edited to look like it was basically all at once. He didn't miss anything, and he actually sucks. And that you could do it in one take.
No, they left in shots of him missing.
I don't think Clues could hit one letter.
I know. He might accidentally.
They didn't even edit it to make him look good.
I'm sorry, you watched this on 8x speed. They did. How did you figure that out?
2.5x speed. I gave it proper respect.
Okay.
I didn't see him drop it. I thought it was very impressive. I love that he hid this.
Me too.
He didn't need it.
Where did this come from? I loved it. It was like fun.
It's a gimmick. So, parlor trick, not true talent.
Okay.
Error of the game.
Oh my God.
Then we get Ty and Whitney's now viral rap. And what I liked about it is, one, it's catchy, and two, they both incorporated their partners in it, because Whitney's like, I'm locked in with Lachlan, and Ty says that bad bees come in all shapes and sizes. My one's 5'7" and stylish. Loved it. Yeah. And again, I think they should, whoever is proposing that they make a single, they need to contact that person and do it because the window is running out. This is a very smart move. Record it. Have fun. Go the whole nine yards.
You know what was difficult for me about this talent show is that there were no stakes, A, and who they're performing to is irrelevant. Like, if they would have had this, and I know they don't do this on this show, but if they would have set this talent show up in a public venue so that, like, take it out into a mall or something, you know, so that you have to do this shit in front of a crowd, that adds a whole other layer to it that just isn't there. Like, they're all kind of tongue-in-cheeking this a little bit to each other, you know? None of them are really taking it seriously. There's not, like, nobody's really competitive at the talent show. They're just kind of like, look at me, I'll do hula hoops. I could throw frisbees. I used to be able to throw a frisbee 10 years ago. Now I'm going to try
so
again.
Many shots at Locken.
I just didn't, I was like, what is this? How's that a talent? Show me some frisbee tricks.
Twirl them around. Clues is not a fan.
Spin them around behind your back. Flip them on your head.
Do some cardistry. Really impressed me.
Yeah,
if
really
somebody
impressed.
Did fucking high level cardistry, that's a winner. That's a winner.
This next one, and listen, I know I've been very hard on Sammy throughout this season, but what he did in this performance.
I remember our last episode. You were so mad.
I've cooled a bit, and I've got to say, this performance might have made me a Sammy fan.
What?
This man, just wait. This man goes up, and he has this small little blue, it looks like a hand towel. It's so small. He stands up in front of everyone. Again, he is energized. He is ready to go. He is like, let's go. I need you guys to hype me up. So the Islanders are like, let's go. This man proceeds to do a headstand on this towel. And you're like, oh, cool, headstand. He then parts his legs like the Red Sea. And you're like, oh, my goodness. Somersaults forward. Okay. Stands up. Does a little run around. Then starts juggling. Okay. And then after he's done...
I'm sorry, did you not see Charity's front handspring? Back handspring?
If we compare Charity to Sammy, that's just like... that's just not fair.
Yeah.
Charity's like over in another universe, you know? Sammy here is being so impressive. Anyways.
Oh, we got a new Uzi for Dark Seeker.
To differ.
This was
lackluster and terrible.
I'm not done explaining this amazing performance.
Please, please.
And also, Uzi is always my Uzi. Lizzie, take it. Uzi is my heart. Uzi is my soul.
I take it back.
Thank you. Lizzie's like, oh, fuck. So, okay, he juggles. I can't juggle. Can you juggle, Clues?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can juggle two things.
I'm a very good juggler. I taught myself how to do it when I was 12, so I'm not impressed with a guy who barely could juggle. They gave us about 6 seconds of him juggling, and it was shaky at best. I would dominate him in a juggling competition, set it up.
Okay. All right. Say what you will about him and juggling, and maybe the somersault and the handstand didn't phase you or whatever. And then, of course, he also does a walking handstand, but...
I can't do that.
His last trick. This man holds one bended leg over his standing leg, and he proceeds to jump through that leg, and the crowd goes wild. I never thought I would give one of these to Sammy, but this was a king move.
Interesting. I can't do that leg jumping thing either, but I used
don't even
to.
Know what that means. What's a king
well,
move?
Well, it's one of my, like, Locken did a king move when they were voted the least sexually compatible. He goes over to Whitney and goes, we're grown. We kiss in private, honey. I loved that. That was such, like, a confident move for him to just be like, don't worry about it. So he got a king move. And there's a whole sound that goes with it, too. I'm getting creative up in here.
Love this. Ooh. How do I get a king move? I want one.
Well, you might need to do this if you
am I gonna have to juggle for you?
If you show us you hitting one frisbee letter.
I could juggle. I could juggle right now. I'll find three objects and juggle them right now.
Hang on. Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
King move. And now I'm gonna be looking for them. I did like Sammy's energy in this. I agree with you.
I thought it was hilarious.
I just gotta say that I think they fucked Whitney and Locken with that favorite couple vote.
I think they actually fucked Whitney and Locken. It was that plus them playing up the fight between her and Ella, because I was on Ella's side during that, which was rare for me because I
Oh, he's got three balls, you guys.
Okay, it's for the audio listener.
Are these cat toys?
Yeah,
are
they, he's holding three. Oh, wow.
They're giant balls. Oh, first attempt, fail.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
8 seconds. King move. Better than Sammy. Now stand on your head. Oh, I forgot he couldn't hear us.
you got a king move.
King move.
Do I get a king
now
move?
Now stand on your head, Clues.
You got a king move.
See what I'm saying? Put me on that fucking beach.
Pull your leg through juggling. Your butt or whatever Sammy did.
So Zach is up next and he's playing basketball. And I just got to say, so he starts with like spinning the basketball on his finger and dribbling between his legs. Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Let's see.
My basketball's in my car. Okay, sorry. Got to be ready to play at all times.
You have a... That is so you. But Lizzie, I'll ask you. Growing up, I used to think, like as a kid, that people who could spin a basketball on their finger like that were like the epitome of cool. There was like a solid year in there where I was like, wow, whoever can do that.
Yeah,
very
I feel like that's
cool.
Like Space Jam.
Yeah.
I could teach both of you how to do it. It's not that hard.
Now he... Now he does some slam dunks and some trick shots that I bet Clues can also do.
Is he a professional basketball player? Is that his job?
He did basketball, I think, like, I know he did it professionally in some capacity at one point in his life, but not like how we see it here professionally, like European teams or something.
He's not currently doing it.
No.
Okay, because he did not seem good enough to get paid.
Yes. Also, is that a 10-foot goal? Probably not. I think this is more like an 8-foot goal or a 9-foot goal.
Wait, you can dunk, Clues?
Yeah, can you dunk?
Baby, no. Clues can dunk?
I can't dunk, but I
baby
spend
girl Clues can dunk.
4 days a week on the courts shooting 3-pointers. I have part of my fitness regimen is what I call 50 in 15, where I force myself to shoot 50 3-pointers, to make 50 3-pointers, I should say, in 15 minutes or less each day.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company.
By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I think Clues is trying to win most smug of the podcast.
He's winning.
Is that a king move?
No.
I'll take it.
That's a... What kind of move is that? It's a mad move.
All right. I'll take that. I'll take every word that is offered to me. Thank you. That's a life lesson for anyone out there. If you're offered an award, accept it.
No matter what? What if it's like biggest douche?
Take it. Put it on your mantle. Be proud. That's an award. Send me the trophy. I will display it.
You would display any trophy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Biggest Nazi.
Well, maybe not that
Jesus.
One.
Jesus.
I got him.
All right. You found the one award.
Test me.
That I wouldn't accept.
Ella B. And okay, so as somebody whose mom forced them into dance for 10 years and 3 of those years also included tumbling, I was really interested in what Ella said at the beginning here because she said that she was going to show the Islanders some, wait, I want to get the exact wording because I've never heard of this before. She said freestyle disco moves. In America, what she did there would be considered like a very high level tumbling routine, but like she's... It's interesting because they call it competitive dance over there. Over here, competitive dance is like dance mom shit, like choreographed, like she, and she did have a little bit of that, but she was doing like hardcore tumbling moves. It was extremely impressive. I did not see that coming. And on that wooden deck of the fire pit.
Yeah. Reckless abandon, throwing her body this way and that.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with everything she could do. I thought she was the clear winner.
Absolutely smashed it.
But there was no winner, right? They didn't crown like a best of this talent show, did they?
I would say the winner would be Ty and Whitney with the amount of, you know, virality that happened after their clip was posted.
But even within the context of the game, it's like, so the producers make them.
My winner was Mitch.
What did he do?
Really?
Was
he
the
roasted
singer?
Everybody.
Oh, God. That fucking terrible roast.
He did a roast. And I was just like, Mitch is the only one bringing anything to this game in the late stages.
I know.
I just didn't want him to go because I was just like, I mean, does he work for the producers? Maybe. But I was like, at least he's stirring
Lizzie,
something.
So two things about that. One, Mitch.
They weren't good roasts.
They weren't good. But Mitch said on a podcast that he wrote out all of his roasts and the producers had to go over it like before he did it. And he said, I don't know if I believe him fully, but I'm going to take his word. He said that they cut out the majority of the roasts that he personally thought were funny because they were too brutal. Mm. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And then did you see
Release the real roast.
Exactly. Katie McDermott has gone on podcast saying that the first thing that Mitch talked to her about when the cameras weren't on them was he knew the exact amount of followers that she had and told her that he had auditioned for Love Island 4 times previously and studied up on who his character was going to be. Him and Scott both studied. They told her. Amazing.
Love. Scott is not as good a student. Yeah, I know.
Student. Needs to go back to the books, man.
I mean, even Mitch, like, grade. He didn't find a good partner. That was his main mistake in his way through the game.
Let's keep going. Elle and Jess do their dance routine to Rude Boy by Rihanna.
Which basically just becomes the striptease thing.
Miss.
Yeah.
Me too. Miss it was like, I already saw this when they had to do the
Why
lap
did Jess,
earlier.
Jess didn't need to partner up with Ella.
So we get to Mitch's roast, in quotes, and... So basically he starts out by just calling Molly too mature, so much so that it makes Zach's hair gray, which doesn't make sense because Zach's hair isn't gray. He says Whitney and Locken are too new and they won't make it on the outside and his frisbee tricks won't help him then. Ooh, burn, got him. We get silence after this and Whitney goes, it's the crickets for me. And I like laughed. I mean, she's just so funny. Ella talks fast, I guess, and Ty gives him a petty laugh at this point, and then he calls out Ty for this petty laugh. I'm like, at least take the petty laugh. Don't call Ty out. He's trying to help you, dude.
He's roasting himself.
Yeah. His line about Sammy was the funniest, in my opinion. He was just like, you had to go through 10 different bombshells to finally know that Jess was the one, and even then, you had us ask her to be your girlfriend, which was hilarious, because that is what happened. Mm-hmm. They all jumped up on the terrace and asked in unison, and she said yes. I was like, okay.
No, none of his jokes were good, but I just appreciated that he was going for it.
Yeah.
And trying to stir something in this.
But I once again will raise the question, what is this talent show for? There is not a winner determined. It doesn't, there's no like motivation to be good at it. And so when he comes out and he does this roast, he's supposed to be displaying, in quotes, a talent. Right. There is no talent displayed. Therefore, he should be eliminated from whatever benefit you might gain from this. He's, in fact, displaying negative talent. He has the opposite of an aptitude for this. He is bad at this. I just didn't understand the talent show. Like, what is its purpose in this game?
Time filler. I told you.
It's
no
time
purpose.
Filler.
There's zero stakes.
And it's also like at this point when you've been watching these characters for 2 months and it's been like drama, drama, drama. I do think, you know, they even said at the beginning of the talent show, they're like, it's nice to be around the fire pit. And again, you saw how much they were hyping each other up. It was just like in good fun. I know there were no like stakes, but again, since
it's like sports day.
Yes, it's like Spiller. Sports day, but it's still fun. Lizzie, do you like it?
No.
Guys,
damn, just fucking hard, not beating around the bush, no explanation, no.
Do a second casa more, you cowards.
Ooh, a second. Okay, yeah.
I just think the late, when I was watching the talent show, I took to Threads and I was like, Love Island falls off so hard at the end every season. It's, I mean, it's hard for them to keep it up, but it's like,
do they ever send these people into the world?
On dates. Yeah, on dates. And sometimes, I mean, they had that one season where they sent a couple to get like groceries for everyone else.
Yeah.
And then that guy gave the cash register lady his number. And then it became a whole thing.
But
which
that's
is
all
so
like
funny.
Produce. I'm talking about like, I would love to see they set up a fucking meet and greet with all these players at the mall at this phase. Because this show is airing as they're shooting it, right? Like these people
right.
are famous while they're shooting it.
Yes.
If they put all these motherfuckers, if they had them do this talent show in a fucking mall, people's heads would fucking explode. It would be a giant crowd. They're super famous, right, in England? Like, why not do something like that so we can see how that fame is affecting them? We can see, like, oh, shit, now how is this going to fucking affect relationships or whatever? If one guy's getting a lot
yeah.
of cheers and the girl he's with is like, boo, does he want to break up with her? Shit like that. I just think there's, like, more to be done with it. It for me, falls
totally.
Off. Like Lizzie's saying.
Valid criticisms from both of you, and I think that they will improve.
Sports Day is even worse. I'll say that.
I don't like Sports Day. I've never liked it. I think that's more boring to me than the talent show, because at least the talent show, you get more of an idea. Because, again, the thing about Locken,
like different things.
Yeah. We didn't know that about Locken. I thought that was like, okay, we're getting to a little bit, know him a little bit more. But I think,
I'm also like, I'm that person who watches Survivor, and I'm like, I don't like the competitions, really. Like, I don't really care about the relay races and whatever. I like the, like,
strategy,
interpersonal drama strategy.
Gotcha. So, with that, though, we are going... Oh, yeah, and then Scott sings horribly. He sings Read All About It by Emily Sandé.
I think they could, like, they don't do stakes for a lot of the Love Island competitions. Occasionally, they'll be like, you win a party, but it's like, what, you're not going to give alcohol to the other people? They all get alcohol. Do some money prizes at some of this stuff. And they do that in Big Brother sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Where it's like, you can fuck someone over and you get $5K, you know?
Yeah.
That's so true. What season is Big Brother in, though? Like 20 something, right? Or 30?
I don't know.
I feel like give it some time. Give Love Island some time. Just like The Bachelor had to figure it out.
Hey, I love the experiment they did here, bringing Molly back. Like,
me too.
I loved that. They haven't done that with an alum. The only person I can remember them ever bringing back was Muggy Mike.
Yeah.
I think bringing people back is better than Duds and Kaza.
Agreed.
Like, I even think like they should have brought Mal back. Like,
me too. And I bet, Chad, you agree with that too.
Still my favorite player of everything that I've seen. Favorite player.
Well, let's go on to the Grafties, because I loved the Grafties. And I do want to say, just because me and Lizzie know what movie night is like, this is not movie night. There are some elements, obviously, of movie night. But it is like, I hope that when we go through this next year, Chad, I hope you give movie night a try, because there are no duds. There are no dud clips during movie night. There were a few in this one because it was meant to be like an award show and stuff. But like, this is the closest we're going to get this year. Because, I mean, people were begging. They were like, please, I want to know what both Lizzie and Chad think of this, because it's as close as we'll get to movie night. So, yeah, let's go through the Grafties. First of all, I loved this part.
I love movie night.
I love movie night too. It's my favorite night.
It's their better their best competition.
So the Grafties were even more fun, in my opinion, because everybody got to vote. Since I watch live on ITVX with a VPN, what they did is they were like, yeah, go to our Instagram. They said this before the episode of the Grafties. And that allowed everybody to vote who has an Instagram. It wasn't just the people who have the Love Island UK app, who can only download it in the UK and vote for their favorite couples. So like, I got to vote for these Grafties, which I thought was a lot of That's fun. Cool. It was like a poll on an Instagram story. So it was super interactive. This is the first time they've ever done this. And Lizzie made a great point in our meeting last week when I kind of hinted that there might be a second movie night, because Lizzie, you were like, yeah, it sucks after movie night because everybody thinks they can get away with shit. And this, we'll see, with Mitch especially, the clip that gets played. I mean, he plays it off well, but like, this was, nobody knew this was coming. And this kind of was like, I can't wait to see what they do with this going forward. So let's start with the first one, which was the nominees for the flirtiest performance. Abby is the first one, and it's just her flirting with Scott while she was still in a couple with Mitch, whatever. But of course, Mitch uses this to make some comments. The second one was Ella B flirting with Ty. And oh, this was so good. The way that Ella B just was like, it's mad how just a couple of months ago we were in the club together. You were kissing my face. And we get to see the context in which she says, or he says, it's a shame that was our last kiss. Because Ty's like, fuck. And all the girls are like, oh, now I see where Ella B was coming from. Like, that did sound a little flirty. Like,
yeah. And if other Ella wasn't a game player, she would have actually gotten pissed at Ty. But
yeah, no, Ty tries to play it down, saying he was sarcastic. And then the last clip is Scott grafting Abby while Mitchell was on a date with Ella B. This clip to me was a nothing burger. This category, Ella B rightly wins. Next one is It's Giving Plot Twist. The first one is Jess talking to Josh on their date about her troubles with Sammy. Again, a nothing burger. I even wrote here, tell clues, movie night never, ever, ever has nothing burger clips. This Grafties is new, and there will be more refined by next season for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I had
to. Well, movie night also, like, it's often showing all the stuff that happens during Casa Amor, so people can see, like, how their partners were moving without him.
And that line, I knew it when it came out of Sammy's mouth when he was with Mal. I knew the moment that it came out that it was going to be in movie night, where he's like, I felt more for you in 3 days than I have with Jess in 3 weeks. And then when that came out, I mean, Jess literally was like, I hadn't seen her cry like that the whole season up until that point. It was a lot. Nominees for its giving plot twist. It was Jess and Josh, whatever. Mitchell being confronted that he said he wanted Abby again after cracking on with Ella B, and then saying if he had to pick who he wanted in his bed that night, it would be Ella B. And then the last nominee in this one is Zach, when he is telling Abby and Scott that something wasn't sitting right with him after his chat with Molly at the beach hut. Mitch wins this one, and he gives a great acceptance speech. He says, being messy Mitch isn't just a job. It's about being him. I'm him. You all doubted me, but now I'm happy. He's just so entertaining.
Could you imagine these awards in a live setting? Can you imagine if they put on a production where they're all in fucking tuxedos and gowns and
oh
shit?
Oh my god!
And there's a live audience watching them accept these awards. Like, instead of just the little tongue-in-cheek things that they do are just like for each other, that wears so fucking thin to me. And I think there's so much more that could be done with this. I know that would require money and like a bigger production and all this, but like, might be worth it.
They have the money. Like, I mean, yeah, they got Neo and Rita Ora on this season. Like, let's make no mistake.
Yeah. Cut all the money you spend on sports day.
All of the
all $4.
The next one is nominees for the most snaky sitch. We get a clip of Abby, who is telling people that she gave Mitch the ick, and then telling the girls that Ella B and Mitch aren't genuine and they both aren't each other's type. And Abby does my face play of the game here. She contorts her face in such a way where I don't even know how she did it. You can look on our Instagram. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Abby putting the clown makeup on was my face play of the game.
Me too.
I screamed when it happened.
Me too. She was the only one doing face play at this level. This is augmentation face play. This is makeup face play. And like we talked about earlier, I mean, it's a meme factory. I'm sure. I don't know what the meme sphere is like for Love Island, but I'm sure it is full of pictures of her in clown face.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes.
That will be immortalized now, especially on Love Island Twitter. They use so many past faceplays of... Oh, I'm so sorry. Love Island X.
Thank you very much.
So sorry about that.
I don't know what Twitter is. Okay.
Never heard of it. I do not
He's
know.
He's masking.
The next clip is Jess. This is when her and Sammy are sitting on the daybed and they are commenting on the chemistry play between Katie and Zach. And then there's a shot of Jess with the girls after Katie was dumped saying the problem isn't gone because Molly thinks it is. Zach is the problem. And this ruffles a few feathers. The last clip of this award is Locke and telling Whitney that Mitchell told the boys that Abby gave him the ick. And then Locken said Abby handled the Mitch situation wrong. And the winner is Abby. Nominees for the next category, head-to-head. Whitney, her pieing Zach, and then her comment about Molly being the easy option. Next one was Ella T, when she goes head-to-head with Ella B. Dude, the way that they were so close together and how Ella T basically cornered her alone. And that, again, was Ella B's first day in the villa. Mm. How intimidating to have an OG Islander be like, babe, there's never going to be a battle of the Ellas. Like, I would have just cried, like, on the spot if that happened to me.
I would have been crying the entire time, but I don't think it was a good move by Ella.
I would have started juggling immediately and throwing frisbees.
The next nominee is Mitchell. And we get the scene of Abby telling Ella B that Mitch said they would never work on the outside. And Mitchell saying he's never said that in his entire life. Ella T wins this one. And this clip is going to come back around in the last category, which is Mad Moves. The nominees are Zach. We get the clip before Snog Mary Pie where he asks Molly if this challenge involves him having to kiss someone. Molly says, you're not snogging anyone. And then we see him snogging Katie. Next clip is Ty telling Ella B to ruin Mitchell and Abby's conversation. And then we get the clip of Mitchell. This is the clip that Mitchell said that he had never said ever in his entire life, and he never would. It is him telling Abby he can see a future on the outside with Abby, not Ella B. And Ella B's faceplate during this, like, full mouth aperture. She's like, And it was just so nice to see Abby finally getting her proof in that moment, because she'd been talking about it and it felt like nobody believed her, and then bam.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Mitchell wins, obviously. His acceptance speech, he is basically like, mad moves, we've all had them, proud to get this second award tonight, it means a lot. He apologizes to Abby and Ella B, and then he says that he's a better man now, and then he looks at all the Islanders and he says, does anybody else want to add anything to Mad Moves or forever hold your peace? No? Yeah, that's what I thought. Then he takes his finger to his mouth and shushes them all, and this is when Scott says, has anyone ever told you sound like a fucking knobhead?
You're a knobhead.
You're a knobhead.
I have a question for the UK listeners. When I watched this live, they bleeped out knobhead. They didn't bleep out fucking. They bleeped out knob and then head. First of all, British TV barely ever bleeps out anything, unlike American TV. That's like a staple at this point. Is knobhead like the C word? Like,
I think they were trying to make it more vicious than it actually is by bleeping it out. Let your imagination run wild with what he might have said. This acceptance speech by Mitchell was my play of the game. Same. This motherfucker turned something that to me had no drama happening at all into a massive, the most dramatic moment of this entire fucking episode, where he essentially just like drums up a fight with the dude out of nothing, out of thin fucking air, by having this kind of asshole or whatever knobhead acceptance speech. I thought it was great. I thought it really showed that he had command of the situation and of these other players. Obviously, second audience game is massively important in Love Island, more important maybe than Bachelor for sure. But I just really love what he did here. And he also was the only person to win two fucking awards. He was the Tom Hanks of the Grafties.
Wait, when does Ty tell Whitney to shut up?
This was after the clip where he says it was a shame. That was our last clip. I mean, that was our last kiss to Ella B. It was after that clip where he first says shush and then he tells her to shut up.
Ty telling Whitney to shut up was my error of the game.
Same.
Ty can't stop saying shut up, but he needs to and definitely shouldn't be saying it to women. It just, it's never going to come off good to your second or fourth audience.
And it's also like, you know, his smile and his pretty lashes can let him get away with a lot, but not just blatantly telling girls to just shut up. Like, yeah, it doesn't work.
And in response, Lachlan shuts him down. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was just like, why are you piping up or something like that? And Lachlan yelling at Tyreek to get off of Whitney was my play of the game.
Would you also call this a king move
or a king move? It's both.
I'll say it too. King move. It is fun to say.
And it's even more fun with the sound. Just wait. You guys are going to lose it when you hear it.
I can't wait.
Mitch needs to be on every single episode of Love Island for all of time because he's the only one making moves and they're depending on Messy Mitch.
He was also my MVP for all the same reasons. That acceptance speech, again, he's creating a TV show where there really isn't one. These producers owe him everything, I feel like, for this season. And hopefully he winds up coming out of this, getting on another show or matriculating up into the reality world in some way.
He is gaining a lot.
I think he will.
Like, all of his most recent posts on Instagram have been like, were you not entertained? That was like his first post from him coming out of the villa. And I was just like, oh.
Great. Great line.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I think he and Tyreek and Jess have been the ones who have been, I would say, giving the most to the game this season for me. And Mitch working harder than anyone because he didn't really have a strong pair. And it's, you know, it's hard to stay in the game that long. And I remember when Whitney votes to keep him for something, he's like, he's such a strong character in the house. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're making a show. We're all making a show together. You want the highest ratings for your show.
He won two Grafties, and that line that you said, were you not entertained, was uttered by one Russell Crowe in a film called Gladiator, for which he won the Best Actor Oscar. Coincidence?
A few gains before we go. Your top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are number one, Ella gained 35K for a total of 696K. Jess gained 28K for a total of 682K. And Whitney gained 19K for a total of 560K. Your top three Instagram chart is Katie with 1.4 million, Ella with 696K, Jess with 682K. And your top three TikTok is Katie with 1.1 million, Molly with 966.5K, and Ella with 473K.
Wow. I'm impressed by Ella's numbers.
But where does that rank against the guys of Bachelorette Season 20?
I mean...
That's rough. That's rough.
It's, I should make a graph or something that it would be.
Oh, they can't even have the same axis.
No.
Just can't even see them next to these numbers.
It's like when you see those people do those YouTube videos explaining to you like what a billionaire really is with the grains of rice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's like the Bachelorette things, I love those is videos. The one grain of rice.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's so sad. Fuck.
But thank you both for recapping with me. It's always a joy to have my partners in crime on.
Yeah. It's our pleasure as well. Glad I got to put on a juggling display.
I know I'm hard on
it's because you love it.
Sports night and the talent show. But I think Love Island is the strongest format.
Interesting.
I love how it operates. I think the way they do Casa Amor is amazing. They're really good at keeping you hooked for most of the season.
Agreed. And again, I think all of the criticisms you made were valid, and it's because you do like the show and you do want it to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
And I I loved the last Australian season too, and they didn't even have Cosmo Moore.
And I think also because that one was shorter too, probably made it pack more of a punch. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, this has been Grafting with Grace Ann.